think I've discovered that we need them. We need strategies, that is. Strategies for living. Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Well, you know, I guess I'm ready.
Yeah?
Usually I know at least a single word.
Oh, no.
For the topic or something.
No. Just stuff. It's just stuff
today.
Just stuff. Right, random stuff.
I guess I'm as ready as I can be then.
I think that's you know, sometimes we just have to be ready for random stuff. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan, PLPC, getting ready for random stuff.
I'm excited.
Well, you know, the question is, can you really get ready for random stuff, you know?
Sure.
Can you?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I think the secret is to know that you have all that you need at all times.
Ooh, well, right? See, that goes right into, let me share just a little bit of random stuff to to whet your appetite, okay?
Okay.
You are composed of 84 minerals, 23 elements, and 8 gallons of water, distributed among 38 billion cells. You have been built out of nothing by the spare parts of the earth that you have consumed, according to a set of instructions hidden in a double propeller and small enough to be carried by a sperm. You are made of recycled butterflies, plants, rocks, streams, firewood, wolf skins, and shark teeth, decomposed into their smallest parts and reconstructed into the most complex living being on our planet. You are not living on Earth. You are the Earth.
Author
of that is unknown, but it came from a Facebook page that is managed by Michelle Price. And
so true.
It got my attention.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was just random stuff, right?
Sure, I suppose, if you can call anything truly random. I don't know that there is anything truly random.
You've got a good point there, and maybe we'll talk about that as we come along. But I've got some other random stuff like that.
Okay.
I
like this.
You know, what is the deal? Here on Strategies, we're all about, you know, stretching our minds, helping us think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We say we talk every day about creating a life that makes you want to wake up and get out of bed and attack the next day, right?
What better way to remind us that we're stardust?
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. So, random stuff today on Strategies for Living.
I'm liking where this is headed.
Folks, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here with us. We are presented by the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Learning RX and Pintail Roofing. And the Balance Life Wellness Center. Random stuff this evening here on Strategies for Living. Come back and join us. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283. And Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com. And welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Sometimes you just got to do random stuff. You know, sometimes random stuff is enough, right?
Absolutely, and I think we find out it's never truly random.
Yeah. Well, you keep saying that, mm-hmm. And I don't know. I've just pulled, I've pulled from here.
Think just the little, I don't know if you could call that whatever, the little clipping that you read at the intro. I mean, that points to me that it's not random.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be just random.
No, because when you really fill in the blanks, when you really consider all
the miraculous.
We're miracles. Quality. We are miracles.
And, you know, just the idea that, you know, we are all of those things suggests to me, you know, that we are of Earth, right?
Right.
And therefore extensions of it, of her, perhaps.
Right.
Right. And so when you take that into perspective, that when you go out in nature, you're not just in nature, you're of it.
You're of nature.
You're an extension of it. And how are we keepers of, tenders to the nature that we are?
Great question.
Starting from our very bodies, you know, the way we take care of ourselves.
Sure.
And then beyond that, the earth herself.
Right. I think you're asking very good questions. Here's a little bit more randomness.
Okay.
In an 1899 interview, mm-hmm. Nikola Tesla mm-hmm. said mm-hmm. that, and I'm quoting,
okay.
"Everything is light. I am part of light, and it is music. Light fills my senses. I see, hear, feel, smell, touch, and think. Thinking about it is my sixth sense. Particles of light are written in notes." He went on to say that light is the ultimate source of creation. In one of its rays is the destiny of nations. Each nation has its own ray in this great source of light, which we see as the sun. Imagine that this was during a time when science at the time could not even begin to understand the level of an atomic particle, let alone the subatomic levels.
Right.
The hardest thing about getting people to think outside the box and believe the impossible is getting them to understand the basis of everything we have been taught about the nature of light, energy, and biology is a complete lie, fabricated to deliberately keep humanity in the dark. Ether equals light equals universal consciousness equals creator. Nikola Tesla.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that quote. You know, and
I did not either. And I'm going to make an assumption that there were some additions to.
Sure, we don't know.
Altered. No,
over the course of history, as sometimes happens.
And that doesn't matter to me for right now because, you know, we're just presenting random stuff that stretches us and makes us think.
Well,
there's nothing I can really argue about in that.
Strikes me because, you know, as you know, part of my morning ritual, if you will, is to have a conversation with my guides or my people, whoever is beyond me.
Yeah. Right, right.
And something that they have stretched me on, I guess, fairly early on was the idea that we are all lights. It is all lights. And they put that together, light with an S, meaning light and sound.
Right.
And they're one and the same.
Right.
And that really stretched me because I had, you know, as a human, we separate it out.
Right.
We separate lights, what we can see visually, from what we can hear.
Right.
And yet, you know, if we think about it, it's all truly on a spectrum. And we as humans have just separated out the idea of, well, this is visual light. This is light within our visual range. And whereas this wavelength, it becomes short enough that it suddenly becomes sound, right? And in reality, it's all just waves. They're all just wave particles.
Right, right.
And so it is. It is all lights. And I don't see, you know, science is upcoming on this, approaching on it. Now, not to, like you said, in Nikola Tesla's time, they hadn't come about that at all.
Yeah, what brilliance.
Right.
And it makes you wonder, makes me wonder, mm-hmm. You know, what brilliance that he put forth that has been held down or kept from us for many years. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, and the why of that, well, you know, well, I'll let the conspiracy theorists do whatever they're going to do.
Jump into that.
Yeah. And I don't feel the need to do that at all.
No, because what we know is that a lot of the information is unearthing itself in one way or another.
Yeah. So this, I came across this that I think is somewhat related. Mm-hmm. It's entitled How the Law of Vibration Works.
Okay.
Everything in the universe has an electromagnetic field and an electromagnetic frequency, including thoughts and feelings.
Yes.
Everything you feel, whether good or bad, determines the frequency you vibrate, and you attract people, events, and circumstances that vibrate at the same frequency. If you change the frequency of your vibration on a given day by changing the way you feel, everything around you will change because you will be vibrating at a new frequency. You can change something bad that has happened in your life. It's never too late because you can change the way you feel about it.
Right.
And many people put their feelings on autopilot. Their feelings are the reaction to what happens to them. However, they don't realize that their feelings are the cause of what's happening to them. To change something, whether it's about your health, your money, your relationships, or any other aspect of your life, you have to change the way you feel about it. Blaming, criticizing, pointing out faults, complaining are all forms of negativity, and all this brings only conflict into your life. Remove words like terrible, horrible, unpleasant, hideous from your vocabulary. Use more words like fantastic, wonderful, fabulous, brilliant, and splendid. Even if you only have 51% good thoughts and feelings throughout the day, you rebalance your life. Every day is an opportunity for a new life. Every day, you're facing a turning point in your life. And with just one day, you can change the future by changing the way you feel. Mm. And this is entitled Someone. It was written by someone.
Well, okay.
Okay. All right. You know, I'm hearing people... As we're sharing this, I'm hearing people out there. I'm hearing things again. See?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm hearing people say, I can't change the way I feel.
Right. Right.
And I understand that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand how people can say that and think that. And I also understand, well, You put a yet on there. I don't know how to change my feelings yet.
Yeah, well, the true power there is to recognize that, no, you really can't change it at first, okay?
Right.
At
well, you first, have to know the... You have to have the map, kind of, right?
Right. And the map is the allowance of feelings at first.
Right.
It's to become very real and very authentic with yourself and allowing those feelings, whatever they are, to be. knowing that they are part, you know, that they will flow through you.
Right. That, in other words, allowing yourself to feel whatever it is you feel without judgment.
Yes. And then you become a detective. You become a detective and a scientist and observer of yourself. Mm. And in doing so, you recognize, okay, when is it that I feel this? What am I thinking when I feel this?
Right.
And in uncovering and unearthing and excavating is what I like to call it, into more and more and more into yourself, into inner space. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that's where you find the map and the connection points.
If we only understood the vast powers, and yes, you know, feelings are feelings, and we say this often, feelings aren't right or wrong, good or bad, they're just feelings. However, you know, feelings can give us a heck of a lot of problems and issues sometimes. If we could understand the relationship between our feelings and our thoughts
and our
feelings and thoughts together forming emotions, and how our belief structure, the stories that we
and
tell
that
ourselves,
is truly powerful in and of itself.
And the beliefs that we hold about ourselves and about the universe and the world and God and on, how those impact our feelings, thoughts, and emotions, and how all of that drives our behavior
and our experience
and
in
our
the world.
Experiences in the world. Now we're beginning to have a map.
And what's wild is as you understand more and more of this, you begin to even understand how, and I don't mean to frighten anybody with this, but how unsteady, how frequently changing we are.
Oh, yeah.
And how easily each, you know, at the end of your random fact there, it said each day you have a new day to create something.
I would say each moment. That's
and I
how
believe there's a reason. There's a reason it's moment, M-O-M-E-N-T, because
moment.
Each moment is a chance to birth something new, right?
Oh, that's what moms do.
Right, to
moms
mother
birth.
Things.
Yeah. I love it. We are sharing random thoughts here on strategies for living today. Hopefully they're all healthy because, you know, we do healthy and we do peace, questing for a better life for all of us. That's what we do here on Strategies for Living. Glad you're with us today. Stay with us. We'll be right back to share more randomness today here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's. TheBalancedLife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, just sharing random stuff today. Just random stuff. And I found some random stuff on forgiveness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this one is by Michelle Price, who curates a Facebook page where she gathers a lot of love and light type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is by her. She posted as unknown, but I don't know whether she wrote this.
So maybe she's gotten it from somewhere that she didn't know.
I don't know, but I want to give her the credit because
that's where you found it.
That's where I found it. Okay. So let's give credit where credit is due. Okay, so this is just about forgiveness, all right?
Okay.
I forgive myself for all the times that I judged myself, compared myself, ignored myself, suppressed myself in the name of perfection that doesn't exist. I forgive myself for all the times I wasn't able to love myself because the voices of the world said I wasn't enough to receive love. I forgive myself for all the times I let go of who I really am to try to be who people wanted me to be. I forgive myself, embrace with affection all the wounded parts of me that felt rejected for all the moments I didn't give myself affection. I forgive myself, I accept myself, I love myself, and my love for me heals all the wounds. Isn't that neat?
That's beautiful, yeah. That's a good little prayer, truly.
It is. But it's also, yes, I would agree that it's a prayer, but it's also, in a sense, a template, a map, because, we want the kind of peace that, this is underscoring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do we do that? Well, by forgiving and accepting and loving self, and then that heals the wounds, and there you go.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of from the stories of Jesus when he says, anytime, anything you do unto the least of me, you do unto me, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How often do we forget that that applies to ourselves?
maybe a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe most of the time.
I mean, anytime you abandon yourself, which I think we all have an experience of, at least on occasion, you've abandoned the divinity within you, the light within you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, I've mentioned before on the program, I love the term, the greeting, namaste,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The God in me recognizes the God in you.
Mm.
And it's just a reminder of the oneness, and it's back to Jesus saying,
and
what you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do unto me.
Another story that's been reframed for me from my guides recently is actually that story, in the Christmas or in the Easter story, right, where Peter denies Jesus three times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And anytime you deny anyone, including yourself, you're denying divinity within you.
Sure.
And it's the same. It's coming back to namaste, remembering, all of who you are and what you are, and the power we all contain.
Yeah.
And then once you remember, can you forgive?
Mm-hmm. Forgiveness.
It's forgiving.
Yeah.
Life is
forgiving. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's another. When you're at a stage in life where you don't know what is truth and what is illusion, when you have no idea who you are anymore, when nothing makes sense to you anymore,
best place to be.
And you question the meaning of your existence, this is the stage you are truly looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Being in this state, you are capable of finding answers to all the questions that bother you. Here, you can uncover your essence layer by layer. Just start asking the right questions and seek for them within yourself.
Mm.
And this is signed Somewhere Deeper.
Okay. Well, I mean, again, it's the story of emptying yourself.
Yeah, we stay so full. Mm. And this is not a criticism of myself, you, anyone listening, or any of us. It's mm-hmm. just an observation. We stay so full that, and you know, when we do our spiritual thing, right? Mm-hmm. The idea, the hope, I think, is to just for a little while empty. And yet, how many, and again, this is not a criticism, just an observation, but how many of us go to churches that are so full? Hmm. And I'm not saying full of people, no. But full
of ideology. Of, this is the way. Yeah. This is, you know, this and is the, truth.
And not just that, but also the goings on, the music, the entertainment, the flash, because nowadays, and again, some people may hear this as a, you know, as a criticism, and I don't mean it that way at all. It's simply an observation. It's simply, on my part, a question, mm-hmm. you know, that are we...
Isn't the world loud enough already?
Yeah, are we, you know, in some of our religions, which, you know, I think are the invitations, the gateway to enter into spirituality, you know, are our religions serving us in the way that we need to be served? Again, don't have answers
no,
here.
No, that's a very individual. It's an individual
yes.
answer as well.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
And for me, what I have found is the true way through for me, the true way out has been in. Hmm. And through stillness.
Yeah.
Through quiet.
Yeah.
Through solitude and being with self and getting to know self.
Yeah. Yeah. So that leads me to, again, back to something that Michelle Price posted titled Spirituality. Okay?
Okay.
Spirituality is looking at your neighbor and understanding that his bad mood is the cause of his pain and not feeling offended. Hmm. Spirituality is that things do not go as you wish and accept that this is how it must be for your learning. Spirituality is making you responsible for your circumstances. It is not believing yourself the victim. It is not blaming anyone for what happens to you. Spirituality is living in joy, or in silence, or in the bustle, or in the storm, or in the light, or in the darkness, living what life proposes to you without pretending to be something else. Spirituality is understanding that if you get sick, you not only have to take care of the physical symptoms, but also see what emotions you are not managing and take care that what your body does is send you a message. Spirituality is walking, enjoying every step of the way, regardless of what happens to you. It is to attend to emotions without identifying with them. It's taking care of your thoughts and your words. It is to be coherent and maintain authenticity in all environments and in all circumstances. Spirituality is embracing everything. It is to love the world as it is, with everything it contains, without judging it, without complaining, without possessing. Spirituality is sharing. It is being at peace. It's letting everyone live as they please. It is to understand that nothing is real and that at the same time, you have to be impeccable when it comes to playing the game of life. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about dogmas. I'm not talking about sins. I'm not talking about beliefs. I'm not talking about good and evil. I'm not talking about churches or teachers or norms. I'm talking about what beats when you manage to stop and look inside. And you realize that life would not make sense if we were only matter. If only we were here to hang out. If only we were a handful of meat, of viscera, of arteries. If we were only a desire trapped in a body without a soul that longs to feel again the love of which it is undoubtedly a part.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, just, I can't top that really, but to sum it up, you know, spirituality is in and about and through everything. You know, I think we often get this idea that to be spiritual is just to be at peace or just to be found in stillness.
No, but it's whole, isn't it?
Right.
It's all of it. I mean, our word holy is comes from whole, whole.
Right.
All of it. The entirety.
And it's not just to be found in churches and synagogues and mosques. You know, it's to be found in concert halls and airplanes and in gambling rooms, right? I mean, it's to be found everywhere, because everywhere there's a human being, there's a spiritual being.
Sure.
Attached,
sure.
Part of.
Yeah.
And quite literally infused. Every breath you take is inspiration.
In spiritus.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
We're sharing some randomness today here on Strategies for Living. And having fun doing it, though. I hope you're having fun listening. But more importantly, I hope we're all stretching. I hope it's making us all think. That's what we do here on Strategies for Living. And we got a little bit more stretching to do. So stay with us. Take a quick break, and we will be back right here on Strategies for Living. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and just kind of hanging out here today with you on Strategies for Living. I guess getting back into the swing of things, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You know what all of this reminded me of, Lauren, is I love Desiderata.
Yes.
Have it hanging in the
house. Almost every room.
Have to have it hanging at the office.
Yeah.
You know, and some people know exactly what I'm talking about. Some people won't. Desiderata was...
It was actually a poem.
Yeah,
written in the 70s.
Yeah, I think so. And it was recorded, and actually became a hit record back on Top 40 radio back in the day. Mm-hmm. I mean, this very radio station back in the 70s was a Top 40 radio station, right?
Right.
And this station, I probably heard this first right here when I was a high school kid, you know, growing up listening to Keel Radio,
right.
You know, back when it was in its Top 40 glory days, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here it is, Desiderata.
Go means things desired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Desiderata. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be. And whatever your labors, aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace within your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy. Max Ehrman, Ehrmann, is the author's name.
One of my favorites as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you could really take any one line a week to focus on. But of course, one of my favorites is towards the end, you know, and it became a mantra for me for a long, well, and it continues to be, you know, and it's that whether or not it is clear to you.
Yeah.
The universe is unfolding as it should.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, we've talked about that in different forms throughout today's show.
Right.
You know, and it's just the idea of being able to open yourself and say, hey, I really don't know how this is serving me, but I'm going to trust that it is.
Yeah.
And from that point of view, from that perspective, can magic happen?
There you go.
I mean, truly.
There you go. You know, we have to learn how to grieve and embrace grieving, because life is a series of things from birth to death that we're going to be called to give up. And yet, listen to this.
Okay.
Nothing you love is lost. Not really. Things, people, they always leave sooner or later.
Right.
You can't hold them, just as you can't hold the moonlight either. But if they have touched you, if they are inside you, then they are still yours. The only things you really have are the ones you have inside your heart. Author unknown.
Yeah, and I mean, you really won't even have your body, right?
No.
And we get so attached to it and attached to things and people.
We get attached to ours, too.
Yeah. And really, none of it's real.
Right.
In that sense that we get to keep, or that it's, you know, it is finite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yet, what we know lives on is experience. That's what we get to take with us.
This was written by a gentleman by the name of Hemet Sin.
Okay.
Remember, it's titled, Learn to be silent in times of greatest turmoil. Peace of mind and patience are the best allies during crisis. Acquiring these attributes is part of your spiritual evolution. Avoid judging other people. Your perception of the other world is part of your inner world. When you speak ill of others, you're speaking ill of yourself. You hurt them and you hurt yourself. So love them and love yourself. Focus your attention on the things you love most. What you resist, persist. If you focus on the negative, you'll make it grow. If you focus on the positive, you'll also make it grow. So, what do you choose? Be quiet. It's not that it's bad to fight, but remember, it's just a test. You're paying off all old debts or the consequences of old actions. So breathe in, accept, and let it flow. The more you remain calm and receptive, the clearer your karma. View situations enjoyable for you and all your loved ones. What exists in your mind will manifest in your reality. Create this reality for yourself and your loved ones, and you'll be creating happiness and adding dharma. Give love no matter what you receive. Thanks, dear friend. Yeah, it's kind of neat. And I had to cut that a little short because of time, so I didn't share all that he said. But maybe we'll do that later.
Okay.
Just random stuff here today on strategies for living. And we'll be back. More to come. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. A little bit of randomness, or not, here on Strategies for Living today. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. I just have this idea that you're just not going to let this be random.
No randomness. You know, and in fact, we've been talking about it so much, I keep wanting to share this new research research that I found out about recently.
Right.
Okay. And so these scientists, they put a plant in the corner of a closed room, and they put a light, the light source, which, you know, only shined on a certain area, maybe like a square foot or so, I don't remember the exact, but a small area of the room,
right.
And it would randomly light up a random place in the room, and it was set. Okay. It was set to light up randomly on a random number generator.
Okay.
You know what one
yeah.
of those are?
Yeah.
They just randomly. So,
yeah.
you know, the light. It was random as to where it would appear, but
right.
the plants in the corner of the room.
Right.
Okay. What they found was that the light actually began over a period of time, began to appear more often on the plant mm-hmm. than, you know, than was mm-hmm. usual for a random number. I mean, it became non-random.
Yeah. yeah.
And it became focused on uh-huh. the consciousness in the room, uh-huh. perhaps, uh-huh. right?
Drawn
I'm just going
to
say
on the
well, or, you know, is that perhaps some evidence of the power of consciousness, an extension of the observation effect?
That is certainly, mm-hmm. I don't have the answer to that question, but I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
It is certainly an important question.
Isn't it interesting?
And an interesting question to propose, mm-hmm. and thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
A little random fact.
There you go. Ho,
wink, wink.
Ho, ho. Hey, folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, no matter how random it is. But anytime, come back and join us. Hopefully, it won't be so random. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Learning RX. And Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.